I'm going to warn you, I will not finish this message tonight. And don't worry, Rev, I'm not going to finish it tonight either. But I will finish it Wednesday night. If you have your Bibles open, I don't know about you, but dear Lord, how many feel like your ship is in the middle of a storm? I know I feel like my ship is in the storm. And it's just going to and fro, and I like to watch that fishing program. I can't remember the name of it, where they are out there in the Arctic Bay someplace fishing for crab. What? Deadliest catch. Ain't no way in the world, for no amount of money, could I do that. Them boats, Sister Gilmer, being washed up, and them waves hitting them. I mean, these are some 60, 80-foot boats. Them waves hitting them boats, knocking them boats, scaring them guys half to death. And if you fall in, if they don't find you in 5 minutes, you are dead. I don't know if I'd want a job where they only had 5 minutes to find me if I fell in the water. I'd at least like for them to have 20. Well, y'all missed that one. In the 23rd verse of the 14th chapter says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." There are times in your life when you will have to be alone in order to reach God. I know the word of God says, "Where there are two or three gathered in my name, there shall I be in the midst of them." But let me give you this little revelation. You are two or three, whether you need or not. How many hear me this morning? It's good to be in the midst of your brothers and sisters and pray, but sometimes you got to pray on your own, and when you pray on your own, you are two or three. Somebody looking at me. What is he talking about? It's you, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God. Sometimes you just have to stand alone, brother, and you got to pray. You got to seek God for yourself. You got to know that God is going to move for you in your own spirit. You got to know. And it says, Jesus, when evening come, he was there all alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. But the ship, your ship. Now, Jesus is by himself and he's praying. So that means that it seems like you're all on your own. How many times does it feel like in your life you're on your own? And you cry out to God, "Jesus, where are you?" My favorite scripture I like to quote is, "Father, you said," now remember, you said, I didn't say it. Your word said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So where are you? I don't have no money. My body is sick. I got turmoil in my life. I'm stressed out to no end. I don't have no peace. There's persecution and tribulation everywhere. Lord, where are you? You said you never leave me. God said, "I didn't leave you. You left me." Well, God, how could I leave you? I'm praying. He said that the moment you decided that your problem was greater than I am, you left me. Bet y'all didn't expect to hear that one, did you? The moment you decided that your trial was greater than I am, you decided that your trial was greater than I am. When your circumstance overwhelms you and you decide that it's greater, then that problem becomes greater than God. You don't want anything that you're going through in your life to be greater than God. I know it's not easy. I know that sometimes I just like to come out here and just stand on this top step and just belly dive right into the floor. Things get so treacherous and so great and so trying and just wants to just eat you alive. But here they are, the ship was now in the midst of the storm. Mist means amid the middle. See, They're in the middle of the storm. So you ask yourself, an eagle, when he flies, he does what? He soars to the center of the storm. They're in the center of the storm. So you would ask yourself, all they are actually doing is seeing what's going on around them. Somebody going to hear that in a minute. Because see, if they're in the center of the storm, they're in the peaceful part of the storm. So what they're being moved by is not so much the storm itself, but what is going on around them. Don't let what's going on around you move you to a place where you no longer seek God. Or you get upset with God. Or you stop praying. Or you stop worshiping God. Or you stop having faith and confidence in Him. Their ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed. And see, it wasn't being destroyed. It was just being tossed. Hallelujah. It was being tossed with what? With waves. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of times you're going to get hit with a whole lot of waves. You're going to get hit with a wave of financial difficulty. You're going to get hit with a wave of persecution. You're going to get hit with a wave of affliction. You're going to get hit with waves of desertion. You're going to get hit with waves of heartache and pain. But you got to come to a place where you don't allow what's around you affect your walk or your potential in God. See, God is looking for a body of believers, a people, that regardless of what they're going through, will not neglect to give Him His praise. Will not acknowledge that He's still God. Lord, it's rough out here, but You're still God. Lord God, I don't know where my next meal gonna come from, but You're still God. Lord, I don't know how I'll feel in a few minutes, but You're still God. Lord God, there are things going on that are trying to destroy me, but it don't change the fact that You're still God. Lord, the waves are hitting up against my ship, but You're still God. Lord, the waves are pummeling me, Lord God, and I've got water everywhere, but it don't change the fact that You're still God. As long as you recognize that He's still God, guess what He is? He is still God. And you better believe if He's still God, He'll show up when He needs to show up. And when He shows up, guess what He'll do? He'll calm your storm. The ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. But listen to this. But it says, for the wind was contrary. Now, there's two things going on. The word, when it says, and the wind was contrary, in the Greek, it means that the wind was apart from everything else that was happening. The wind was blowing one way, and the waves were doing something other than this. It's just like your life. Your finances might be one way, and then your heartache might be another way. Somebody thinking real good about that now. They're trying to figure out which two storms in their lives are the greatest. I got news for you, baby. If I stub my toe, that's going to be a great trial. Because they're all trials. But the good thing about it is God has given us something that we have the ability to stand right in the center of whatever it is we're going through and still give Him praise. See, if you want God to occupy your circumstance, you've got to praise Him. If you want God to occupy your overwhelming experience, you've got to praise Him. If you want God to occupy your sickness, you've got to praise Him. If you want God to occupy whatever it is that you're going through today, you have got to find a way to praise Him. Sometimes you might have to praise Him in the midst of your tears. Sometimes you might have to praise Him in the center of your heartache. Sometimes you might have to praise Him when it seems like nothing is going right. Sometimes you'll have to offer Him a sacrifice of praise. You don't feel like praising, but you praise Him anyway. There's nothing going good that gives you the ability to pray, but you praise Him anyway. Why? Because you know that whatever storm that you're going through, whatever storm that is surrounding you, it's only going to last for a season. Contrary. In the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. For the wind was contrary. The wind was apart from the storm. So they were being beat up by the waves, and now they're getting beat up by the wind. And all of a sudden, guess who's coming? In the fourth hour of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the water. Wasn't so much that he was walking. It talks about Jehovah Shammah, or was it talking about the presence of God? See, listen. The waves are beating up against your ship, and you don't actually think you're going to make it. But when you lift up your voice unto the Lord and say, Father, in spite of all this, I praise you anyway, Jesus comes. Father, in spite of the trouble, I'm going to praise you anyway, Jesus comes. What I mean by Jesus comes, because as you begin to praise him, God will inhabit the praise. What that means by God inhabit the praise, that means that the presence of the Almighty God will flow in your area, and he'll calm your raging sea. He'll calm your raging storm. He'll calm your unpeaceful heart. He'll calm your troubled spirit. He'll calm and he'll say unto you, peace be still. Hallelujah. My God, he was in the fourth watch. The fourth watch usually it means between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Come on, it's here Jesus is walking on the water in pitch darkness. I don't know if you've ever been out on the sea at any time. Out there at 3 a.m., between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., I was out there with Pop Grundy one night. He come and pick me up and he says, come on, we're going to go fishing. I said, Pop, it's about 12 o'clock at night. He said, it's a good time to go catch fish. I said, okay. So he come by, pick me up. We go out in the St. Clair, whatever it is. And we're sitting out there, and I'm looking around, and you can't even see how to put the bait on the hook. You got to put a flashlight between your legs to put the bait on the hook. And so we're out there, and I'm going, you can't see nothing out here. Why do you have me out here? He said, we come to fish. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I went down below and went to sleep. I said, call me when we hit some daylight. Jesus went out in the middle of the pit darkness, and he walked on water. Listen, look at the miracle. He was on the water. His presence was on the water. He calmed the water. In the middle of their darkness, he calmed the water. Why? Because Jesus is the light of the world. Therefore, I don't care what kind of darkness you got. If you allow Jesus to shine and manifest himself in your life, the light will shine forth. And you know what's so crazy about this whole thing, Brother Tim? Now, it's pitch dark out there. You can't see nothing. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. Can you explain to me how they saw Jesus walking on the water between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning? Because he is the light. He went to them walking in the fourth watch. The presence of God, Jehovah Shammah. He went to them. What we fail to understand is, he really didn't have to walk on the water. All he had to do was just show up. Who was that? The centurion said, Jesus, you don't have to go. Just send the word. Just send the word. See, that's the kind of faith God wants us to have. Jesus, I don't have to see you. Just let me feel your presence. You don't have to touch me on my forehead, Jesus, but let me just feel your presence. Jesus, I don't have to hear you holler. I just need to feel your presence. You don't have to send down nothing to me. Just let me feel your presence. And I know that everything is going to be all right. But let me listen to this revelation. Sometimes you got to create an atmosphere in your life so that the presence of God will reveal itself from within you. Say, what kind of word I'm preaching to me this morning? Seems like I've been preaching to me for the last year and a half. So if y'all don't get excited, I will. Jesus went unto them. He was walking on that water in pitch darkness. He was out there walking, and they saw him. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they saw him walking on the sea, and it says they were troubled. Now, they weren't so much troubled because they saw a man walking on the sea. They were more so troubled because they saw him in the pitch darkness. Because they knew that they already knew he had the ability to create miracles. And remember, in the fourth hour, the word fourth also means creative miracle. They already knew that Jesus could raise the dead, that he could open up blinded eyes, that he could calm raging storms, that he could he could feed 5,000 with two or three loaves. They already knew he could do all these great things. But what really troubled them was that they could see this man walking on the water in pitch darkness. And the disciples saw him walking on the sea. They were troubled, said, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. They cried out because I used to live on the street here. And when I first got in the church, I was going to be this great man of God, Sister Michelle. I was studying, I was praying. Well, this one particular night, stuff started falling off of the stove. I was the only one in the house. And stuff started falling off the stove, so I get up and I go put it back on the stove. Then a picture would fall off the wall. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, if something else falls, it's going to be in this house by itself. So I got back in the bed, and something fell off the stove again. I left that house with one shoe on, with one sock, a pair of shorts, and a t-shirt. And I didn't go back into that house. I walked the streets, mother, until sun came up. Why? Because I have fear of the darkness. They had fear of the darkness, but here came the light. And that made it even worse, Brother Tim. You should have saw me leaving that house. I don't even think I locked the door. I guess I shouldn't be telling on myself. But it's the truth anyway. They cried out for fear. It's a spirit. Because ain't nobody could possibly be on the water at this time in the night and we'd be able to see them. Didn't bother them that he was walking on the water. What bothered them that they could see him. It's like being in this church. If I turn all these lights out in this church, you wouldn't dare move. Everybody in here be screaming because you'd be walking into these pews. And you know what? These pews do not feel good when you walk into them. It is pitch dark in here. I mean, absolutely pitch dark with all these lights out. But we've got to a place now, we kind of figure out how to walk up and down the aisles with the lights out. We just kind of use our feet. There's something about being in the darkness and having Jesus say, "I'm here. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be a blessing to you. I'm going to close out." But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Don't be afraid. The "be of good cheer" is translated, "My God, guys, you're seeing everything. You've seen the dead raised. You've seen blinded eyes open. You've seen miracles. Have courage." Be of good cheer is translated, "Have courage." My God, God told me, after all I done brought you through and you still got fear, have some courage. I done delivered you from this and you got fear, have some courage. I done made a way where there was no way and you still got fear, have some courage. I done moved in your family and you still have fear, have courage. I know your trouble is great. I know your trial is unsteady, but you got to have courage. Remember what God told Joshua, told Joshua to be of good courage. You've got to have courage. What does it mean to have courage? It means to have courage is to mean when trouble comes your way, not to be shook. Understand that whatever it is you're going through, God has already made a way of escape for you. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be of good courage. Have courage because it is I. I'm in you, Sister Yvonne, so have courage. I'm living in you, Sister Nancy. Have courage. Doesn't matter what they say, have courage. Doesn't matter how you feel, find a way to have courage. Why? Because if you can find a way to have courage, fear will have no authority over you. He already said he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Therefore, the only way you can have a sound mind is to have what? Courage. Baby, I wish I could tell you what I've been going through. Courage almost escaped me. I had to chase it down. I'm being honest with you. I had to chase it down. I was running behind courage. I said, oh, no, you can't get away from me, buddy. Because if I let you get away now, only fear is going to reign. Don't let your courage escape you. Now, having courage don't mean that you think you're the biggest, baddest dude on the block. Let's not get it twisted. Having courage means that in the midst of the storm, you still have a praise in your spirit. Having courage is knowing that with all the trouble you've got, you still have a praise in your spirit. Having courage is knowing that even though this bill, you don't have the money to pay this bill, God is still God and he hasn't changed and he still has the ability to provide and you praise him for it anyway. I have praised God for things that I've never gotten, but I praise him anyway. Because if I don't get it, God knows why I didn't get it. Because he already said he would withhold nothing from them. So let me tell you, whatever it is you're going to, be of good cheer. Have courage. And cast out all fear. Because if you stand in God, God will stand in you. God can, let me tell you something. God will shake heaven and rumble the earth to make sure that you're blessed when you please him. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I used to think the desire of my heart was what I wanted, Sister Sherry. Then I found out the desire of my heart is what God was going to give me. Everybody stand. If you want to hear the rest of this, the conclusion of this message, you'll be here Wednesday night. Because it's going to be hot in the place. I mean, it's going to be cool over there, but it's going to be hot. We will be having church across the street tonight because we are planning on being cool in our worship. Amen. And I can already feel that word that Rev got brewing down in his spirit. I can get excited. Amen. I want you to lift your hand up and say, I am of good cheer because I have courage. The storm is great, but I have courage. Trouble is everywhere, but I have courage. Pain is in me, but I have courage. Affliction and trial is all around me, but I have courage. And I have courage because I have God deep in my soul. Come on and praise him this morning. You may be seated.